Leaving the hangar space, Sidious made his way to the holo projector in the building's only refurbished room. What would become of Maul once Palpatine and Damask assumed control of the Republic, he asked himself. As a secret weapon, he would continue to be useful. But could he ever be eased into public life? How would he react to learning that his master answered to a master? With his feet planted on the transmission grid, Sidious sat in the chair that was positioned for the holoprojector's cams, adjusted the controls built into one of the armrests, and raised the cowl of his cloak over his head. For 20 years, he had enjoyed living a double life, but now he felt an urge to be known for who he was, and feared for how powerful he could be. He directed his thoughts forward in time, yearning for a clear vision of the future, but none came. Did the dark side blind even its most devoted advocates to what was looming on the horizon? Plagueis had said that they needed to be prepared for sudden eventualities. Was he withholding knowledge of events he knew were imminent? The Mune's renewed vigor had taken Sidious by surprise. The mere fact that he had escaped the devastation on Sojourn made him seem almost omnipotent. Though even when ensconced in his affluent citadel in the Minari district, he had yet to relax his vigilance or submit to sleep. Repressing a sudden feeling of envy, Sidious began to wonder if, blinded by the dark side, he had actually failed to divine Varuna's attack on Sojourn, or if he hadn't allowed himself to divine it. A touch of his forefinger activated the holo projector, and moments later, a half-sized eidolon of Newt Gunray resolved in midair. As in recent transmissions, the Viceroy's Nymordian underlings, Chief Litigator Rune Hako, Captain Dalte Dauphine, and Deputy Viceroy Hath Monchar were hovering in the background.
"Lord Sidious,"
Gunray said with a slight stammer in his voice.
"We have been waiting."
"Do you imagine yourself centermost in my thoughts that I should neglect other matters to communicate with you precisely on time?"
"No, Lord Sidious. I simply meant to say..."
"Are you gratified with your new position, Viceroy?"
"Very gratified, though I appear to have inherited control of the Trade Federation at a time of crisis."
"Save your whining for another occasion, Viceroy, for matters are about to become worse,"